Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Dr. Jack here on Good Day Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell, look, a chiropractor, GAPS practitioner. He is in the know, and he's here right now to serve you.
Welcome to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Again, I am not the Forbidden Doctor. The Forbidden Doctor is that healing force deep inside you that's just looking for the right ingredients to heal almost anything that you come across. We use the term forbidden because you're forbidden by the medical tyranny and those who believe that healing only comes through the administration of drugs from knowing that this healing force is deep inside you. If you lacerate your hand with a knife accidentally, if you break a bone, you get a chest cold, you know darn well your body in time will heal all of these things by itself. Nobody heals a broken bone but your body. And that kind of intelligence inside the body that knows how to heal a broken bone also knows how to keep you well and prevent you from getting sick if it has the right materials. And that's why on this program, the Good Day Health program, I'm always promoting organic food sources as best you can. And the other kinds of things that I want to talk about today, I'm going to try, I don't know if I have enough time to hit them all, but I've been asked to talk about colloidal silver. And I've been asked to talk about berries, and again, organic, and why are they called superfoods. And if I have time, I want to talk a little bit about the kiwi, an amazing fruit. It had its origins in the mindset of most people out of New Zealand, but it's also known as the Chinese gooseberry. And if you've ever had kiwi, you know, it's rather delicious, but it's not just delicious. It's what's inside of it that's so good for us. So what I want to talk about to start off here is the colloidal silver because it's surprising to me. Well, it shouldn't be, but it is surprising how many of my patients, along with the other things that I tell them to have in their medicine cabinet, and probably that probably be a good idea for a show one of these days, is what do I recommend in your medicine cabinet? But they have bottles of colloidal silver. Also known as silver nanoparticles, nano meaning, of course, extremely small. And researchers at the University of Florida doing some work with this found out that it's something that has been known for hundreds of years because the elite, especially the elite in Europe, having their silver water pitchers and their silver utensils and their silver cooking instruments was a particular population that seemed to survive the plague and seemed to survive other kinds of disease processes that took place in those populations hundreds of years ago. And now we know why is because of silver, because silver is a very powerful remedy against antibiotic-resistant bacteria. The terminology we are using today, of course, is are superbugs. Now, it's not just superbugs. It's very powerful against most bacterial infections anyway. And what they have discovered is in a silver solution, and of course it just looks like water, and you don't need more than 10 parts per million, 10 ppm that's on the label of the silver. Some people start making this stuff in their own garages, and they end up with an entirely too strong of a silver solution that can end up turning you blue. Anybody that's done anything with colloidal silver knows that you can overdose this stuff. I've taken care of, I remember a man and his daughter I took care of a number of years ago. I haven't seen him for a while. But she was literally blue because her father just kind of went overboard when she was a child and a teenager, giving her these massive doses of colloidal silver every day until it got so, her body couldn't process it. And it built up in the skin. And with the sunlight, it exposed it. And she literally looked blue. Now, that's not going to happen with 10 part per million silver. Now, let me tell you why you might want to do this, because in the journal Frontiers in Microbiology, there was a recent story or an article about the antimicrobial properties of these microscopic spheres of silver that is so small that it operates on the cellular level. and how it aids in the fight against antibiotic-resistant infections, which, according to this study, said it kills more than a million people globally every year. And the purpose of the study was to test the efficacy of this colloidal silver alongside a common class of broad-spectrum antibiotics that are known as aminoglycosides. And the study's senior author told the media that the experiments that they were doing showed two things, that the smaller, much smaller dosages of antibiotics along with the colloidal silver worked amazingly in a synergistic fashion. He said this, I'm going to quote, this is from the study. When combined with a small amount of silver nanoparticles, the amount of antibiotic needed to inhibit the bacteria decreased 22-fold. That's 2,200 times less, which tells us that the nanoparticles were making the drug somewhat more potent. That might be, but it could be other things that are taking place. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Jack Stockwell here with Doug here in a few minutes will be joining me. And I've been asked to talk about a couple of different extra things, and the colloidal silver was one of them because there's an amazing amount of people, a population inside our country, that have a bottle of colloidal silver. And they're using it for any kind of an eye infection. They're using it for throat problems, sinus problems, because you can spray this, you can inhale it. And one of the most important things about this is that colloidal silver seems to have no effect whatsoever on human cells. In other words, if you had a bad burn and it started to get a little bit infected with one of these resistant strains of bacteria, just by putting a dressing that's soaked in the silver over that burn and changing it on a regular basis and keeping it moist with the silver, was able to stop the growth of that strain of bacteria. And it's possible that not just in clearing that infection, but it was able to prevent the growth of that bacteria anywhere else on the body. And when they looked at it microscopically, it had no effect whatsoever on the humans or your own cells. As the burn would heal and new skin would develop, it wasn't inhibited in any sense by the presence of the silver. And so anytime we can get to a point where we decrease the dose of antibiotics, we're going to be better off. Now, my wife has a brother who has his PhD in molecular biology out of Cornell in New York. And it's his job. He always kids about how he works for the devil. And because what he does is drug development, new drugs. And if you're familiar with that, you know it can take many years. In some cases, it can take as much as a decade, which is one reason why drugs end up being so expensive once they've been approved by the FDA, because of all of the developmental money that has gone into that research. And usually a new drug that you see showing up on TV commercials endlessly, almost ad nauseum, can take anywhere from $60, $70, $100 million of research and development to get that drug to the marketplace. And he once told us in a family gathering, he says there's one drug that he would never, ever, ever, ever take based on all the studies that he's done. And we were, you know, is it something for the heart? Is it something for the liver, the kidney? Is it something for... No, he says it's any antibiotic. Because he said the antibiotics don't just stop at the end of the infection for which you've taken it. It continues its work inside the body, and your body has a very hard time getting that antibiotic out of the system. Because the antibiotic, unlike the colloidal silver, will kill your cells as well as the bacterial cells. And people who have repeated dosages of antibiotics for whatever, you know, recurring tonsillitis or strep throat or recurring UTI infections in the bladder or whatever else, constantly diminish their own immune response so that they're sitting duck for continued ongoing bacterial infections. And so in this report, they found out that the silver selectively targets just the harmful bacterial cells as I was saying, making it a better remedy when they were using lower doses of antibiotics. And anytime you can lower the dose of antibiotics, or anytime you can lessen the need for the antibiotic, the better off your body's going to be. So when you think about, and it's not just silver. Copper has somewhat the same effect, and so does gold. But of course, copper and silver they're soft, and so it's a soft metal, just like gold. That's why you very rarely will find gold jewelry that's 24 karat. 24 karat is 100% gold. And a lot of times you'll see the 12 karat or 14 karat or even 18 karat because it has been alloyed with silver or maybe copper, usually copper, to harden it so that it can last for a long time. Well, in the silver utensils that we know that our ancestors used, if we descended from those lines, there was a good reason why they had silver utensils, silver eating utensils. Because whether they understood the effect of colloidal silver back then, and they didn't have the microscopes that could possibly detect that stuff, they just knew that if they drank out of silver containers, they were healthier. If they used silver forks and knives and spoons or whatever utensils they were using, they knew that they were healthier, whereas the poor, unfortunate peasants succumbed to things that they didn't. And so, again, most people who, go to the health food store and look for something like this get the idea in their head, well, this is just, we could just make a cell in the garage, with an anode and a cathode and a battery with silver as the anode, and we can make our own silver solution. You need to be very, very careful about that because you can get entirely too much silver in the body. So we're going to be going to a break here shortly, and when we get back, I want to move into another subject, superfoods and all of the hullabaloo out there about the effect of some of these superfoods being preventive for cancer. So I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell, and we will continue with more of the Good Day Health Show coming up next.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
To the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. So I was telling you, there's more and more studies, especially that are produced in not just nutrition magazines, but in researchers in a study in the journal Current Pharmacology Reports. We'll often talk about this kind of stuff. There's another journal called Biomolecules, talking about food and what it does as a cancer preventative. So I want to hit a few of these, and I'm going to go through them rather quickly. Arugula. You see in some of the nicer restaurants more and more salads now that have arugula. And one of the important things about arugula is the sulforaphane that is present. Now, broccoli is also loaded with sulforaphane. And broccoli has been known for a long time to be a cancer preventative. But sulforaphane has an enzyme called histone deacetylase, which is involved in the progression of cancer cells. But sulforaphane inhibits that from happening. So why am I saying this? Well, if you're going to get a salad in a restaurant, or you're going to make salads at home, you don't need to. I know everybody uses iceberg lettuce. Iceberg lettuce is probably one of the most dangerous foods out there, because the vast majority of iceberg lettuce comes from the Imperial Valley down at the very bottom of the Colorado River in California before it hits the ocean. And by the time the Colorado River gets down there that irrigates the iceberg lettuce fields, it is so loaded with all the chemicals and all the toxins and poisons it's picked up from its origins in Colorado and Utah and Wyoming, that by the time it gets down there, it's not very healthy water. And as you know, iceberg lettuce is about, 95-96% water anyway. So in place of that, I would suggest arugula, and especially of a organic nature. Another one is avocados. The phytochemicals, the nutritional aspect of avocados, we know selectively inhibits cancer cells and precancer cell growth because it induces something called apoptosis, just spelled just like it sounds, A-P-O-P, P-O-P-T-O-S-I-S, which is cell death. Now, the cells of your body, if they're following proper apoptosis, they are programmed to die at a certain age. Like certain cells are replaced every 3 to 4 months. Liver cells about every 3 to 4 months. Heart cells even sooner than that. Cells that line your mouth and your tongue and the lining of your alimentary canal are replaced every 3 to 5 days. But when a cell lives longer than it's supposed to live, then we have a problem with it becoming cancerous. And the effect of avocado has been shown to be effective in cervical, colon, pancreatic, prostate, and stomach cancers. So the study that was published in the journal Biomolecules indicated that the avocados are very high in levels of naturally occurring carotenoids, which are pigments. Carotenoids are what colors our food, that has a very powerful, potent anti-cancer capacity in various cancer models, because it changes the signaling pathway that's involved with the migration and the invasion of cancer cells into your normal tissues looking for its own blood supply. Now, the FDA, of course, denies the existence of anti-cancer foods. But nutritional researchers know that that's absolute bunk. And we all know the FDA is there to promote the use of drugs, not to promote the use of food for better health. We'll continue with more of the Good Day Health Show as I go through a few more of these foods that one of the reasons why you enjoy them is because of its anti-cancer effect. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Forbes announcing the 10 highest-paid entertainers in 2022. The Phil Collins Group Genesis tops the list with $230 million, made thanks to selling the rights to a piece of their catalog in September. Sting takes second place after he and the Police sold their music catalog as well, while Tyler Perry checks in at third. The creators of South Park, Matt Stone and Trey Parker, are fourth, and The Simpsons creator James L. Brooks and Matt Groening are fifth. Brad Pitt comes in at sixth, The Rolling Stones are at seventh, and Avatar director James Cameron is eighth. Rounding out the top ten is Taylor Swift at nine and Bad Bunny at ten. Disney is set to animate ESPN hockey coverage for Disney Channel in an attempt to get more kids into the sport. On March 14th, ESPN will be airing a live telecast of a game between the Washington Capitals and the New York Rangers on the Disney Channel and Disney XD. The game will be called the NHL Big City Greens Classic and will be animated. Julio Flores, USA.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works.
Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
That's 800-362-9337.
More, Dr. Jack is continuing with his knowledge and his ability to communicate. That's next on this week's Good Day Health.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. And these shows I'm doing here with the Good Day Health Show with Doug, they are at thegooddayhealthshow.com, where there's over 600-700, whatever it is now, of these podcasts recorded with Dr. Ken and myself. Just so you can, and this will eventually be edited to some degree and up there at that, at the Good Day Health Show, along with all the other things we've done. Now, I'm talking about some of these so-called superfoods that are known to be cancer preventative. And one thing the FDA does not want you to ever believe is that you're going to be healthier by what you eat. They want you to understand that you're going to be healthier by the drugs that you take, which, of course, any reasonably thinking person knows, yeah, I have to take these drugs to stay alive. And in many cases, that's absolutely true. But they're not going to make you healthier. They're just going to mitigate the symptoms that you're suffering from. You want to be healthier, you have to change what you're eating. And that's what this particular part of the show is dedicated to. I talked to you about arugula. I talked about avocado. What about berries? Blackberries, blueberries, cherries, cranberries, currants. Hawthorn berries, raspberries, all the different kinds of berries that are out there, they are very powerful antioxidants that are loaded with what are known as flavonoids. And probably better pronounced flavonoid, which are known to be crucial in the prevention of cancer. So how much do you eat? Well, you know, a lot of berries have fiber in them that slows down the sugar absorption. But a few berries a day, I'm telling you, I get organic blueberries and I get organic raspberries, and they're in my fridge right now. And I'll just pop a few of them, and that's it, and go on my way. Now, there's an antioxidant that's found to be in high quantities in blueberries that has a very powerful anti-cancer fighting property. Cranberries, you know, contain a drugstore's worth of cancer fighting natural chemicals, according to a registered dietitian nutritionist, Joy Bauer, who has published a lot of information on this. Another food product, the pulses. Now, the pulses are just nutritionally dense edible seeds of annual plants in the legume family that they grow in pods and come in a variety of colors and shapes and sizes. And some of the best, according to the American Institute for Cancer Research, some of the best cancer-fighting foods include beans, particularly black beans, which is my favorite. There's a Mexican restaurant about 5 minutes from my house, and I'm in there at least twice a week. And I don't care what I'm having, I'm always what I order there. And I usually order, chili relleno or some shrimp dish, but I always make sure there's a nice big side of black beans. Red kidney beans, pinto beans, red lentils, yellow split peas. These are all sources of what are known as anthocyanins. And they're loaded with dietary fiber, folate, lignans, phenolic acid, phytic acid, saponins, tannins. All of these things are known to fight cancer. And interestingly enough, this didn't come from Big Pharma. It came from Mother Nature. As though Mother Nature, when she made all this stuff, according to the record, before she made us, or God, whatever, that these foods were here for our nourishment and our health and the restoration of health if we've lost it. And it's just, it's like nature's drugstore. And the things that I've talked about so far are just rich in this material. Now, there's another carotenoid called, or another source of this called quinoa. Now, it's spelled Q-U-I-N-O-A. It looks like quinoa. Quinoa is pronounced quinoa. And it's loaded in carotenoids, which have been shown to reduce the risk of breast cancer and lung cancer and ovarian cancer. And a research article that was published not too long ago in the Journal of Cellular and Molecular Biology indicated that quinoa seeds extract, the quinoa seed extract induces the apoptosis in lung cancer cells. Now, as I said there earlier in the program here, apoptosis is the programmed death of normal cells. Cancer cells are normal cells that lived. It was the cell that wouldn't die kind of thing. And they mutate when they go past their programmed death date. And what they found with quinoa was there was a carotenoid in there that helps to induce proper death of the life cell of cells that are supposed to die. And the researchers found that quinoa is not only rich in macronutrients, but also in vitamins and essential amino acids and minerals and phytosterols and saponins. And all of these contribute to the biological functions that have been proven to be anti-carcinogenic and antimicrobial and anti-inflammatory. And again, it's just amazing how Mother Nature has taken care of us in the food that has been prepared for us to eat. And again, you want to try to get organic as much as you possibly can. Now, there was a study that was published in the Journal of Cancer Prevention, of all things, that reported that a group of antioxidants that are found in purple sweet potatoes, called anthocyanins, protect against colorectal cancer by arresting the growth of the cancer cell. And again, promoting apoptosis. another study that was published in the same journal reported that sweet potatoes are just packed with lutein and carotenoids that starve cancer cells by interfering with the estrogen-dependent tumor growth associated with breast cancer in premenopausal women. And we know that a lot of the cancers that occur in women are estrogen-dependent. In other words, if you can decrease the estrogen amounts in the bloodstream, it inhibits the growth of these types of cancers until the cancer cell absolutely starves. Well, they found in sweet potatoes the very material that a lot of women with breast cancer or precancerous tumors or anything else in the breast tissue and other places, ovarian as well as uterine, the growth is inhibited, or the amount of estrogen in the system is inhibited by the presence of the stuff that's in sweet potatoes. Now, sweet potato, you can overdo sweet potatoes. They're very sure. I mean, there's a reason why they call it sweet potato. Just like they used to call diabetes sugar diabetes. I remember as a kid it was called sugar diabetes because the diabetes came from an over intake of sugar. But the sugar industry lobbied Congress and made them put out an edict that you couldn't call it sugar diabetes anymore. You can only call it diabetes. Just something I'm going to throw in there. Well, with sweet potatoes, you can overdo it. But if you're going to go out and you're going to go to some steakhouse or whatever else, and you're going to get a potato with your steak or your whatever, get a sweet potato and just baptize it with butter. Not the margarine stuff, just the butter. And you're eating a very, very healthy food when you do that. Another food that is known to be anti-cancerous are the tree nuts. In a study that was published in the journal Toxins, elegantins, they're found in walnuts and hazelnuts and cashews and gamma tocopherol that's found in black and English walnuts and pecans and pistachios and melatonin that's found in almonds and pistachios and walnuts all reduce the risk of common forms of cancer. And it was published in the journal Toxins, of all places. Other important phytochemicals that contribute to the efficacy of what I'm talking about, anti-cancer activity of the elegantins, flavonoids, indoles, isothionates, phenols, retinoids, words that, you know, unless you get into researching this stuff, and you don't have to go too far or too deep to begin to understand what these words are, again, these things come from Mother Nature. And Mother Nature has, if we can eat of her bounty, this is why your great-grandparents lived in a day when there was no cancer, no heart disease, no arthritis, no diabetes, unless some unfortunate child had diabetes type 1. Or juvenile diabetes, and these diseases now that are the major killers of our lifestyle here in 2023 were virtually unheard of 110 years ago. And it's because of the quality of food that has absolutely gone downhill that we're suffering from these things today. And the world today makes, you know, being healthy a difficult thing. You have to go out of your way if you're going to improve your diet and your lifestyle. And we talk all the time about regular exercise and quit smoking and avoiding alcohol and eating the foods that are rich in anti-cancer components to just simply lower the risk of developing cancer. The main cause of cancer is some inhibition in your immune system because you have cells in your immune system, especially the natural killer cell, that is particularly targeted for cancer. We know from the cancer researchers that the average person who lives to be 75, 80 years old is going to have cancer a half a dozen times in their body, and they never even know it because their immune systems destroy it before it gets to the point where it destroys you. And those that succumb to cancer some are immunodepressed to some degree, which is why one of the great research areas of cancer treatment and therapy today is immunotherapy. In other words, they want to reboost the strength of your immune system to destroy the cancer. Well, why did your immune system need to be reboosted, restrengthened, restarted? Because something in our lifestyle has inhibited the ability of our immune system to do the job. And it's comprised of two things in my experience. Number one, malnutrition, just not eating the micronutrients your body, your immune system needs. And secondly, environmental toxins, the toxins that are in our water, in our food, in our hair care, skin care, makeup, the things that we bring into our home to laundry stuff, cleaning stuff, all the kinds of chemicals that exist now in our environment that inhibit our immune response and actually promote the growth of cancer cells. So with all the different things that you can do, one thing you can do is improve the dietary intake for you and your family. And as I have said on so many shows with Doug in the past, baby steps, baby steps, baby steps. I've gone through several different kinds of what are known as superfoods. I don't like that title. I call them regular foods. If you've got an idea as to how your health can be regained by improving your dietary intake, I talked about arugula for salads, avocados for almost, you can have avocados for almost anything, the berries, a few of them every morning, the beans, the various kinds of beans, quinoa, a little bit about sweet potatoes, some things about tree nuts, and then baby steps. You just start moving in this direction with a little bit at a time without going crazy about the whole thing. Because if your family is anything like my family and my growing kids, they're all grown now. You had to introduce things slowly. You couldn't just, you know, remake the dietary intake of your family overnight. Well, after the coming break, here in just a few more seconds, I'll be joining up with Doug. And we'll be talking about several other, or at least one more major thing that he wants to discuss. You can get my podcasts at ForbiddenDoctor.com. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell, so stick around for Doug and me, and we will continue with the show together.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to GetTheTea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's GetTheTea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
Attention timeshare owners, tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with the Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Health is a continuum in the world of what is good broadcasting material, what's good information, and a gentleman who has lots of information and has been spreading it about for years and years and years, Dr. Jack Stockwell, here on Good Day Health, with a focus on vegetable oil fried foods. So this is something, I guess it depends, I guess in the last 20, 30 years, when there's been a focus on the kinds of oil used to fry the foods, that was always what I thought was the culprit, the wrong kind of oils. Is there something new, or are we just going back to that?
Well, it's just some more research that's coming to the surface. And it's rather a striking title, that eating vegetable oil fried foods has the same effect on cancer risk as chain smoking 20 cigarettes. Now, a couple of facts that just need to be kept in mind in all of this. Remember, 100 years ago, cancer was listed as number 10 cause of death by the CDC.
Right.
Because we ate from Mother Earth. Now, when we take what Mother Earth makes and alter it in order for longer shelf life or for greater convenience or cheaper costs, then we're playing with a loaded gun. Mm-hmm. And so when they found out, and what was the number thing we fried in 100 years ago? Lard, animal fats. And we didn't have cancer. We didn't have heart disease. We didn't have diabetes except for a little bit of type 1 with kids. And we didn't have arthritis.
I can remember my mother frying bacon. And the fat that came off the bacon, she would put into a little plastic cup. And Amen. The next time we had something that needed grease, she put that lard from the bacon into the pan. I think whether it was hamburgers or whatever, maybe it got fried. It was always fried in that stuff.
Wow. Well, Ansel Keys came out in the 1950s and started his fake fat studies. Mm-hmm. Ansel Keys was the fellow who developed the K-rations. That's why they called it K-rations after Ansel Keys. Well, he was kind of a famous guy back when you and I were in grade school.
Yeah.
And he promoted these theories that somehow we would be better off if we fried our foods in vegetable oils, which are omega-6, just heavy omega-6, which are very inflammatory oils.
Mm-hmm.
And the real problem is that when you use the same oil over and over and over and over, like most restaurants do,
yeah,
you know, they'll filter it at the end of the day. They run the oil through filter to get out all the burnt flour and all the other kinds of things that might have been used in the fryer mix. But the fat will still be there.
Yeah.
And sometimes, if you're lucky, once a week they'll pour it out and put in brand new fat.
You know, and I used to... I told you, I think, at one point in time, I used to collect the fat from the restaurants and use it for fuel in my tractors. And the stuff that you'd get, you talk about, oh, man. You always could tell me coming down the street because it smelled like a French fry. The tractor did.
Oh, yeah. Well, about 10, 15 years ago. I don't know if it's still the case. But a lot of these people that would be putting their fat out behind their restaurants to be thrown away, other people would be coming and picking it up for free because they would go process it into oil or fuel for their automobiles.
Yeah,
or
that's what it does. Yeah, right.
Yeah. Now that's not unusual because it is a fat, it is an oil, and it burns.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is that when you use this stuff that has no business mixing with human physiology, now we have this explosion of cancer that several studies, several very good peer-reviewed studies are saying, you better get back to lard.
I thought that there were some vegetable oils that some of these restaurants talk about that are okay.
Peanut oil. Peanut oil is a good one because peanut oil has a very high temperature.
Mm-hmm.
And in some cases, olive oil and avocado oil can be used if it's not used over and over and over.
But when you're using
canola, when you're using soybean, when you're using cottonseed, I mean, we wear cotton. We don't eat cotton. Corn oil, rice bran oil, safflower oil, sunflower oil, these things have such a low breakdown point where the oils in there are destroyed into trans fats the minute they hit a certain temperature. But
so
they're cheap. They're super cheap, and that's why the restaurants use them.
That's it. So be careful of what you're eating. Anything that's oil-fried, know what the oil is all about. Speaking of being healthy, Calitrin, Dr. Jack and me and the folks at Calitrin have been talking about this for a long, long time. This is actually a health supplement that has all kinds of benefits. Is it the stimulant-free way to lose weight? It's at toploss.com. That's the website for Calitrin. And when you're ordering the Valentine's Day special, you get three bottles free when you buy three at the regular price. Plus free shipping. Use the discount code Doug, D-O-U-G, at toploss.com to get healthy the right way, the natural way.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.